2022 National English Competition for College Students. Level C, Preliminary. Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, one question will be asked, and you will have 15 seconds to read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
1. Hey, Mandy, are you all right? You look upset.
As a matter of fact, I'm a bit upset. I just came out of a meeting and it didn't go very well. No one would listen to any of my suggestions. Instead, they just kept arguing with each other.
Then what happened?
Question. Why does Mandy feel upset? David, how's your college going?
Not very well, Kathy. I've got a bit of a problem with my timetable this term. I mean, the last thing I need is 2 lectures on a Friday. I wish they wouldn't change the timetable every term.
Poor you. I think next term may be much better.
Question. How does David feel about his college life? Three. Foxtail coffee, please.
Excuse me. I'm looking for the shuttle bus.
Certainly, madam. The university shuttle bus stops at the main gate of the building. It usually arrives here at about 8:10. Look, it's coming right there.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Question. What is the woman looking for? Four. So, Diana, how many hours do you sleep?
Well, I usually sleep about 6 hours on weekdays. That's why I'm always tired.
They say about 13% of the population suffers from insomnia. Do you know why?
Yeah, maybe I'm too worried about work?
Question. What makes Diana always tired?
Five. Hi, Bill. How did your appraisal go?
It went well. My boss thinks it's time I took more responsibility and maybe even became a team leader.
Oh, that's great.
Question. What may happen to the man? Section B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation, then read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. And decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Did I tell you a really funny lawyer story that a friend of mine told me the other day?
No.
Well, the way it goes is that there's this lawyer in southern U.S. He buys a box of really rare and very expensive cigars.
Yeah?
And because they're so expensive, he decides to insure them against fire in things like that.
Fair enough.
Yes, except that he smoked his complete collection of these fantastic cigars within a month. And before he'd even made his first payment on the insurance policy, the lawyer filed a claim with the insurance company.
You mean he wanted the insurance company to pay him? Why?
Well, in his claim, the lawyers stated that the cigars were lost in a series of small fires.
How ridiculous.
And of course, the insurance company refused to pay since, you know, they weren't really lost in a fire. The guy had just smoked them. And then the lawyer sued the insurance company, and get this, he won.
What?
And so the company had to pay the claim.
No, you're kidding.
But that's not all. So the insurance company accepted the decision and wrote the guy a check for $15,000. But here's the best part. After he cashed the check, the guy was arrested. The insurance company had him charged with 24 counts of arson. And based on his own insurance claim, the lawyer was convicted of deliberately burning his insured property.
I don't believe it.
While he was sentenced to 24 months in jail and a $24,000 fine. Isn't that great?
Unbelievable.
Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation and complete the following sentences with one word according to what you hear. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
Welcome to Our Modern World. On our show today, we're talking to Rachel Kim about the power of persuasion. All around us, there are advertisements trying to make us believe something, or persuading us to buy something. Fear not, however. Rachel is here to reveal their secrets and show us how to resist all this persuasion. Hi, Rachel. Persuading people is big business, isn't it? Supermarkets and politicians, advertisers and salespeople, they all take it very seriously, don't they?
Yes. They spend a lot of money coming up with psychological tricks to guarantee that even the most cautious among us are open to manipulation.
Let's talk about supermarkets. How do they make us buy things we don't necessarily want to buy?
Well, their first trick is to try to relax us by playing music and by pumping the smell of freshly baked bread into the store. Research has shown us that the smell of fresh bread makes people buy more.
I know. I've probably done that without even thinking about it.
Exactly. Most of the time, we're completely unaware that it's going on. It's subconscious persuasion.
So what about the advertising industry? How do advertisements persuade us to buy certain products or watch certain shows?
There's so much of it. These days, ads are everywhere from TV shows to websites to our cell phones. And no matter how much we think we know about what the advertisers are doing, they still end up winning. Generally, we still fall for the ad and end up buying the product, which more often than not is something we don't need.
Yes.
When you get down to it, there are really only two types of ads. Those that appeal to the thinking part of our brain and those that appeal to the emotional part. Generally, ads that appeal to our emotions are usually much more successful. These emotional ads are often based on psychological theories about the mind. By that, I mean advertisers know that images can reach our emotions at a level that we are not aware of, and so are much more powerful in persuading us to do things.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
16. Researchers are sailing to a distant part of Antarctica so they can better understand how much and how fast seas could rise because of global warming. The area, which is where the Thwaites Glacier is located, is sometimes called the place in the world that's the hardest to get to. 32 scientists are starting a more than 2-month trip aboard an American research ship. Their goal is to study the area where the large but melting Thwaites Glacier faces the amounts in the sea.
17. Vaccine makers are racing to make changes to their COVID-19 shots. They hope to make sure their vaccines are effective against the newest coronavirus threat, even before it is clear a change is needed. Experts doubt that current COVID-19 vaccines will become useless, but they say it is crucial to see how fast companies can produce a new vaccine and prove it works. The newest version of the virus, Omicron, appeared just a few weeks ago, but scientists know it will not be the last. Omicron is pulling the fire alarm.
18. Scientists have been experimenting with 4-legged robots for years, trying to see if they could be used as pack animals for carrying heavy loads over a difficult terrain. But the machine's power requirements limited their potential. That's changed now with a running robot designed by a group of engineers that operates on batteries rather than on heavy gasoline-powered engines. Scientists say these new robots will soon be able to run like cheetahs. But for now, the different technologies that will bring them closer to everyday life are still being tested. One of the obstacles continues to be power consumption.
19. With coronavirus restrictions easing in some places, companies around the world are struggling to find workers, ships, parts, and fuel. Such shortages have led to higher prices for goods and services and have threatened economic recovery. In Britain, the nation's largest chicken producer warned that the 20-year period of cheap food prices is ending. The head of the producer said food prices will go much higher because of increasing costs for labor and supplies. On Thursday, the Swedish Central Bank reported that inflation in the northern European country reached its highest level in more than 10 years. Similar reports came from Spain and Ireland.
New Zealand's government believes that it has come up with a new plan to end tobacco smoking. A lifetime ban for those aged 14 or younger. Under a new law the government plans to pass in 2022, the lowest age to buy cigarettes would keep rising year after year. The yearly increase could mean that 65 years after the law takes effect, shoppers could still buy cigarettes, but only if they could prove they were at least 80 years old. Officials hope smoking will disappear many years before then. The new plan sets a goal of having fewer than 5% of New Zealanders smoking by 2025.
Section D. In this section, you will hear two short passages. The passages will be read only once. After each passage, there will be a 1-minute pause. Dictation. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the exact words or phrases you hear. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
Laser technology has aided scientists with their knowledge of Stonehenge, the stone monument near the city of Salisbury, England. Most of the stones at Stonehenge stand in incomplete circles. One of the largest stones weighs about 40,000 kilograms. Some stones are more than 7 meters high. Others lie broken on the ground. The mysterious stone formation has stood on the flat, windy Salisbury Plain for perhaps 5,000 years. But the organization, English Heritage, used modern technology to solve some of that mystery. Recently, researchers working for English Heritage reported what they found after directing lasers at some of the stones. The lasers showed bright gray-white surfaces under material collected on the stones over the ages. And the intense light seemingly identified an ancient secret. The uncovered surfaces appeared to have been cut and shaped with a clear purpose. The researchers say the designers of Stonehenge wanted to improve the ability to see sunlight through the circles twice each year. Some people believe the designers of Stonehenge wanted to make the best showing possible of sunlight on the longest day of the year. That day is known as the summer solstice. The designers also may have shaped stones to capture the sunset on the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice. The effect of the light passing through spaces between the stones has brought many people to the monument on those special days. Sometimes, clouds cover the sun, but people come anyway. Researchers say Stonehenge's ancient architects placed importance on what people would see from the northeast of the monument. It is thought that travelers came toward the stone circle in that direction on a path from the Avon River. The pathway is one of Stonehenge's two avenues. The stones on the northeast side are the biggest and the most similar to each other on the monument. The southwestern part has smaller stones. The smaller ones are less alike and have not been improved like the others.
Summary. Listen to the passage and complete the note using no more than 3 words for each blank according to what you hear. Write the answers on the answer sheet. A disease that threatens the world's most popular fruit, the banana, has arrived in Latin America. As a result, officials in Colombia have declared a state of emergency. Bananas are among the most important food crops in the world, along with wheat, rice, and corn. That information comes from the United Nations, UN. 5 years ago, the UN warned that a disease called Tropical Race 4, or TR4, could destroy much of the world's banana crop. The disease first appeared in Asia in the 1990s. It later spread to Africa and the Middle East. There are as many as 1,000 kinds of bananas grown in more than 150 countries. The TR4 disease only affects the most popular and common kind of banana, the Cavendish. It is easier and more cost-effective for growers to produce just one kind of banana. Growers in Colombia and many other places choose Cavendish bananas. This variety can be shipped to countries around the world without ripening too quickly. Banana industry watchers say there is still time to find another kind of banana to grow. Randy Ploetz is a retired scientist from the University of Florida. He studied tropical plant diseases. He said of the recent spread of TR4, "I don't think it's going to impact the availability of the Cavendish in supermarkets anytime soon." He added that Asian countries affected by the TR1 disease plant different kinds of Cavendish or move to uninfected farmlands. But those bananas are not as productive, and they later become infected too. In Colombia, officials are taking special measures to stop the disease from spreading. Officials have removed plants infected with the disease and covered soil with black plastic sheets to prevent spread of the disease. Officials have also set up controls at entrances to affect banana farms, where they disinfect the trucks that travel between the farms and ports. Gert Kema is a plant scientist who studies bananas. He agrees that the banana industry needs to diversify. He says there are many types of tomatoes and peppers grown around the world. Banana should be no different.
This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.